You are now entering Pacific Noise Weird. Coming at you live from CITR 109 FM. We're broadcasting from UBC on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people, bringing you the latest, greatest, and weirdest noises coming right out of the Pacific Northwest. Pull up a chair, turn out the lights, and let the noise take you away. Beautiful weirdos out there. That was J. Lee Wolf with Child of the Government. And you are tuned in on the special Two-Spirit edition of Pacific Noise Weird. I'm not loud enough currently. Hello. Okay, that's better. I am a Two-Spirit person, and I decided to do this episode on the Women's March, Women's Memorial March Day, because Two-Spirit people like me have gone through some of the worst violence known on the face of this earth, and I figured it was time for me to do an episode for us, about us, but also where you can all come out and hear our songs, our words, our voices, when you may never have heard our voices before. I hope all you beautiful weirdos out there enjoy this episode, or as enjoy it as much as you can, because I'm a weirdo just like you, and being Two-Spirit is part of my being weird. Here is We Leave Home by Jenny L. Davis. We leave home because somehow it seems easier for the punches, slurs, and spit to be coming from strangers instead of the people we've known for our whole lives. We leave home because there are only three other queer people in this town, and two of them are dating each other. We leave home because the three other queer people in this town are tall or loud or masculine or feminine of center, and we crave short or shy or butch or femme in 100 shades not found here. Or they are our cousins. We leave home because, as a wise friend once told me, if you walk into a bar and have dated more than three of the people there, it's time to move to a new city. We leave home because everyone says the city is full of sin and danger and people who break all the rules, and it is already dangerous for us here, and, well, the rest sounds wonderfully enticing. We leave home because even though the Sunday school teacher has been cheating on his wife with the scorekeeper of his son's baseball team for years, we are the ones going to hell, and we've learned from experience that the phrase, "We'll pray for you," is not kind. We come home because it is hard to connect to people who have never hauled hay in the August heat and humidity, never stuffed their belongings into a pillowcase when the tornado sirens went off. We come home because sometimes it helps to know that the person throwing punches and slurs come from a home where their father beats everyone smaller than him. And so, in a way, with each strike, they are claiming you as family in the only way they know how. We come home because the younger ones need to see people who are like them, and if everyone leaves, there will always only be three of us in every small town. We come home because even when they rail against who we are, or who we love, or who we do or don't worship, they can't deny we are part of them, can't deny that the red clay between all our childhood toes is as binding as blood and just as impossible to wash out. That was We Leave Home by Jenny Davis, and I wanted to combo that with finding the tab I had. Here we are. The first part of Endian Homopoetics by Billy Ray Belcourt. I hoard dirt in my ears. Months later, I pull out a summer dress. The dress is not a dress to be worn, but to be hung, like a flag on a wobbly pole that is noticed only when crowded in the mouths of those near it. The dress is not a dress to be worn, but to be hung, like an Endian condemned to death by the judiciary of historical ignorance, an enactment of white fellowship and care. We all bear the dress, not as an article of clothing, but as an ontological imprint. To bear is not to wear, of course. To bear and to birth, however, are from the same neighborhood of experience. It is there, in the neighborhood of experience, that my childhood home is nowhere to be found. And so, my childhood home could be anything. Even a dress made out of dirt. Those poems, for me, really go back to back in a way I don't know if I can conceptualize outside of thinking about hauling hay and being a foppish little gay boy in a town that beat and punished people like me, and learning how to fight, and learning how to survive through blood and broken bones. Being Two-Spirit meant learning how to fight And being two-spirit meant learning how to love in ways that were illegal and forbidden and taboo, in places that didn't want it, but wanted to exploit it. I'm going to throw to a commercial just to ruin the tone of what's been going on. And also because legally I have to throw to a commercial right now.
As temperatures begin to dip, the city is opening additional shelter beds and warming centers. The city provides a range of temporary shelters, extreme weather response shelters, warming centers, and daytime service centers. Some temporary shelters include Evelyn Saller Center and 10th Avenue Church, whereas the extreme weather response shelters are the Belkin House, Marpole Neighborhood House, Commercial Hastings EWR, Directions Youth Services Shelter, and warming centers can be found in Chinatown Peace Church, St. Mary's Church, Osborne Shelter, as well as additional locations. For more information, visit the City of Vancouver's webpage, specifically in the Shelters and Winter Response Strategy, vancouver.ca/people-programs/shelters.aspx. ASPX.
Another cheap hotel, another book beside the bed. Should I pick it up, or should I light a cigarette? I think I'll light my cigarette. Searching for the truth on the dark side. Longing for the light now, I'm not a holy man. Hell, I don't even pray. Another dead end street, lost and found in this old town. Should I go to sleep, or should I buy another round? I think I'll buy another round. Searching for the truth on the dark side of the road. Longing for the light now, I'm not a holy man. I don't even pray.
all you beautiful weirdos out there. That was Logan Stotts with Holy Man, a song about remembering not to turn to the church when you are looking for the light, because it's a manual that was designed to colonize the world. Don't let it take you to. I wanted to bring up a story that I was told about. Actually, I'm going to scratch that because that's not my story to share. But I did want to bring Alex Wilson wrote about this concept of circling and circling back, as opposed to the cycles of violence. The cycles of violence keep occurring, and they enact themselves on us, and then we enact them on each other again and again and again. And this is different from circling back. This is choosing to break the cycle, choosing to leave, and then coming back to do better. And there are more articulate ways to say this, and there are more thorough ways to explore it, but I wanted to bring that in, especially after we just talked about home and leaving home and coming home and the difficulties thereof. And I wanted to talk a bit about my own research and a theme that I've been picking out, which is the difference between coming out and coming in and coming home. Coming out, I think we all know, but I'll give you a quick definition. Coming out is a declaration of identity. It is the act of stepping out of the darkness and into yourself, but it is also a declarative act. It is oppositional because it is, in its definition, towards people and away from yourself. And then there's coming in, a newer concept, where when you declare your identity, it's about coming back into community. And it's a very beautiful sentiment, and it's very lovely and pretty. But I want to propose coming home, because it's not just coming in and it's not coming out. Coming home is hard and messy, and you've got ties to that place, and it never really works out the way you want it to, but you're tied there. You can't not come home eventually. So my research focuses on two-spirit identity and formation and how it connects to the land. And the land is your home. You were born on the land, whether it was in a hospital or in a home or in the back of a car or in the woods, in a tent. These are all referring to very specific people I know. My wife is joining me in the studio today. And
you do know that I was born in a house on Quadra Street.
Yeah. I know two people were born in that house, actually.
It was a strange house.
Strange house.
My mom planted the trees outside it, the big conifers. Mm-hmm. Still there.
Yeah. And I know a friend who was born in a tent. Don't do that if you can avoid it. It's not clean. But coming home is a complicated matter because you have so much ties there. You have so many messy, messy relationships already built up that you're going to have to re-engage with when you announce your identity. And this is something that I found a lot of two-spirit people talk about, is the complicated requirement of coming home, just like how Jenny Davis talks about, is you wind up coming home. I want to read for you, just real quick, a poem by Jay Simpson called Her, One, period. Disassociation and I became sweethearts in grade 8. We'd meet in the morning before first period, linger between the library shelves during lunch, and part just before falling asleep. Disassociation and I, the sweetest relationship throughout it all. Didn't know you could be codependent with loneliness. Wouldn't have called this coping. Desperate, how desperate I was. Mother number 4 taught me any touch was attention enough, any inclination a gift for troubled kids like me. disassociation and I split to not feel doesn't mean it didn't happen. This episode's going to be kind of heavy. I hope that's... It's time to have this episode, so whether you're ready or not, it's time to get heavy, y'all. This one goes out to all my Two-Spirit relatives and to all my Two-Spirit siblings I have never met yet and may never meet, but you're in my heart regardless. The reason I am so forceful about us all being weirdos ties back to something I learned on the land, which is that monocrops are extremely susceptible to blight. And when you work on a farm, you just know that, like, yeah, occasionally a blight's going to come and wipe out your crop. It's going to be devastating, and you're going to lose a lot of money, and it's going to be hard and bad, and that's just part of life. And then I started working on indigenous gardens and interconnected and interlinked ecosystems. And these were ecosystems that I grew up with, that I grew up living in, and didn't think of as agricultural product and a relationship. And the thing that makes it so resilient to blight and disease and all those other things is the fact that there are so many different things in the ecosystem. Being a weirdo means being one in a million. It means breaking up the monocrop. It means being every plant being different and relying on each other. And then when the blight comes to town, it doesn't go anywhere. It can't. It can't spread from wheat plant to wheat plant. It gets one, and then the rest of the ecosystem resists it. So stay weird out there. Because staying weird is what keeps us alive.
And it's what helps us find each other.
Yeah. If you're a weirdo out there and you've enjoyed this show, please reach out to pacificnoiseweird@gmail.com. I want to know you. I've never met you, probably, and I may never meet you, but you're part of my community. And so I'm bringing this part of my community to you so you can know more about what makes me so weird, but also what keeps us going. And now, an advertisement.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship at citr.ca.
Are you a prophet? Are you a leaflet? Can the small rain down can rain? There's a hook in my eye, a knife in my gullet. No more lonesome heartache. Come over Monday, come over Wednesday, leave me Tuesday all alone. I got a lot of myself to love while we're on this lockdown. Some lose their shit.
beautiful weirdos out there. That was No More Lonesome Heartache by Julian Talamantes Brasky. And it's a bit of a lighthearted tune, but I've always been a sucker for a bit of country, especially queer country. I grew up in a town with a rodeo. I grew up hauling hay for horses. I grew up running around in the dirt, in the forests, in the fields. So did my wife.
I never went to the rodeos, though. I only learned to do that when I met you.
It was really the only cultural event in town.
I went to the fall fair.
Okay, we did have... That was further
south.
And
I went to the fair part of the rodeo. I went on the rides instead of
that
watching
counts as
the,
going
rodeo
to the rodeo
part. Okay, I guess I went to the rodeo.
You
never
went
mind.
To the rodeo.
I guess I did go to the rodeo.
And the fall fair was in Machosen, not Lankford.
That's fair.
Not that it wasn't part
we
of local
to lots
culture.
Lots of fall fairs.
Yeah. It was a very sheep farm sort of town, although we also had ostriches and emus and alpacas and llamas.
I don't think the ostriches were in Lankford. Were there ostriches in Lankford? Well, I've learned something new.
Yeah, yeah. And there were Shetland ponies all over the place. Man, there are so many Shetland ponies out there. And now it's a suburb. All of the weird parts are gone. All of the part that made that home for me is... really awful development, and I miss it being weird, which is I guess why I'm so vehement, neither of us know, very insistent on being weird, because weirdness is getting smaller every day and it's our job to fight back and keep being weird. I wanted to quickly define Two-Spirit for all y'all listen out there, if you don't already know. If you do already know, then please email in to tell me I'm wrong. But, because I'd love to hear. Everyone has a different definition. But I wanted to say that Two-Spirit as an identity is not a identity with a capital I. It is an umbrella term to make a coalition of all us queer Indigenous people all across Turtle Island. And yes, there is... Two-Spirit, the identity that is like very specific to a certain nation and some very specific people, that means you contain both the male and the female spirit. But that is not everyone. And I don't want anyone to come away from this thinking that I'm saying that that's what everyone is. That's kind of not exactly what I am either. I do have some connections to the exact term as someone who is Cree. It is a Cree term, sort of. But it is an umbrella, and I was talking to my cousin yesterday, and we for hours and hours and hours, and the definition that we came to that I like most is Two-Spirit is love. It doesn't really, there are so many different kinds of love out in the world, and this is Valentine's Day, so I wanted to talk about love, especially since I'm joined by my wonderful wife, who isn't Two-Spirit, by the way, but I do love...
It's true, I'm not.
I love
but
him
I do
with
love
all my heart.
You.
Yeah. But to be Two-Spirit is to be love, and love in a very boundaryless and borderless way, and something that was said that I thought was really, really meaningful is that love without borders is peace. And that's the most threatening thing colonization could ever face. To break each other apart into little boxes and make things smaller and smaller and smaller until none of us can reach each other is the best way to keep us from rising up, for making our own world, for taking things in a direction we feel actually suits our needs. Because all the gods know, the world is not going in a way that I'm particularly happy about, and I don't feel safe. But I know as a Two-Spirit person, I contain the love that can start undoing that work. And it takes all kinds. I only contain so much, but we all together create an ecosystem. I said that before. But I also wanted to talk about a note from Davis, another reading I did recently for my class, that talks about two-spirit people being a both and, being land-informed, being liminal identities, not being a third or fourth gender, but a relationship. And that relationship is, again, love, being in relation to each other. That's what defines us as two-spirit people. And if you want to be completely correct about someone's identity, you should start with their nation and not with a word. Not with an identity, but a nation. The exact quote is, if you want to be correct, call us by our tribe. So I am part of the Michelle First Nation, which is Treaty 8 territory, a little bit Treaty 6, west of Edmonton, up to Grand Cache, and out to Jasper. I have ancestors who are buried on the land in Jasper, whose homesteads burned this summer. I have a lot of pain about that lost part of myself, because all of us together, we are one. And that's the love that I feel. That's what makes me two-spirit, is knowing that all of us are one. I'm going to read to you now a poem by Christos. This is from This Bridge Called My Back. It's called He Saw. This Bridge Called My Back, you need to read that book. It is absolutely incredible. But this is Christos's poem. His roots went back to the reservation old, pain, old hunger. None of the ghosts were there. He went fishing, caught one or more every day. The fishing is what he needed to do. Gathering wild rice, remembered after years of suits, ties, clocks, adjustments. What he began and left, he writes me about the fish. I grow hungry. He gave me all the whitest advantages, square house, football school, white mother baking white bread in a white oven. He wanted to spare me his pain. Didn't. Silently, our misunderstandings shred rage, clouds our blood ties. I stare at his words, wonder who he is. Lonely red daddy, crawling ghost of his mama. Died when he was 9, pretending he was born without a father, without straitjackets. Daddy, you write in a painfully practiced scrawl. You learned. Learned, beaten down the dying fish. You go back and can't stay. Bring me a sack of rice. I want your wilderness, want the boy who left on a freight car. I want a boy who cried because his mother is dead and his daddy's gone crazy. I want to be the one who gathered water and wood. I don't want this man who cut off his hair, joined the government to be safe. We are both in danger of your ancient fear. I learned to fish on my own, stopped. Now I'm learning to weave nets. And since we are halfway through the show, I'm going to throw to the same station ID I always play right in the middle of the show. But this is the Musqueam Acknowledgement Station ID. And I think it's important to recognize that I am not on my land. I am far from home. And I come from multiple lands. I come from mixed parents. I come from a mess. And this is Musqueam land that I am speaking to you from. And I appreciate that greatly. And when the snow melts, I will return to work the land so that I can grow medicine for them and grow food for them. And I hope if you get the chance, you will too. Because there is nothing nicer than giving back and giving thankfully and being grateful for the wondrous life we get to live here. As bad as it can be at times, there is really nothing more wonderful than here. And as the sun begins to set, because it is 5:35 and it's still winter, I play the station ID.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasque Mustail.
I tell you about my new ability to manipulate the weather? How else do you explain the excessive amount of rain that has been drowning us upright since September? I am choking out the sun. I don't want it to breathe on me and evaporate the falling water that has found comfort in my clothes. Each new member adding weight to simulate your hands on my shoulders. And I don't need protection from the sky, not that I realize something we still share at the same time. Protection from the sky. I just look up, my smile drawn away. 'Cause truth is, I soak in the rain to be consoled with the hope that these drops may have once touched your skin. And from where I sit, I am visiting the world that I just wanna be home again. I said I soak in the rain to be consoled with the hope these drops may have once touched your skin. From where I sit, I am visiting the world, but I just wanna be where you live. And I am so cold, so you could catch some of my breath when I confess that I have been missing you to death.
All right, all you beautiful wizards out there, that was Choking Out the Sun live at the NACC by Gray Grit. There's more of it after that, but it kind of just rambles on for a bit. And I am actually starting to run out of time, so I wanted to make sure that the rest of the show can continue to happen. I've got my notebook here. Do I have any notes that I specifically wanted to bring up? I think I just wanted to talk about being two-spirit. So for me personally, that's a very land-involved identity. Involves working with animals, involves working with plants. It involves teaching people how to be on the land. I adore any opportunity I get to teach people about plants here and about the ecosystem that we rely on. But I'm also far from my own home and my own land, my own plants, and I miss them dearly. The silver aspen, the Athabasca River. I love throwing myself in the Athabasca River. It is freezing cold up in the mountains, and that's really quite precious. The elk. Every time I go up to Jasper, I get to see the elk again. Those deep, deep mountain lakes that are freezing cold. I love swimming in ice cold water. It drives everyone around me absolutely nuts because I'll go in the water and I'll stay until I'm shivering. And then they have to drag me out because I still don't want to get out even though I'm going to die of hypothermia. My wife just smirked about that. Even when we go down to Wreck Beach, I'll stay in for 5 hours, and then we have to walk up the stairs, and I have to take a half hour to get up the stairs because I swam the entire time. I meant for cold water. That made my wife smile. I love you, darling. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, dear.
Being two-spirit is about love.
And you love the water.
And I love you.
And I love you.
Happy Valentine's Day, all you beautiful weirdos out there. Let's throw to an ad.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Sunday, baby, yes, I am your goddess. No, you can't recreate me. I won't sit in silence. No, I'm not your campus, baby. I've always been the artist. I am the architect, everything you wanted. I am your words, your love, your hands, no divide. But you gon' fuck it up, and I guess this means goodbye.
Beautiful weirdos out there, that was Haunt by Shawnee Kish, and what a powerful R&B soul song that is, eh?
Oh, that's what genre that was. I was trying to guess last night when we were coming up with the list, and I failed because I'm still learning about music.
Well, that's the nice thing about music. There's infinite number of things to learn about it, and that's just like Two-Spirit. There are infinite valid ways to be Two-Spirit. The old ways have not all been forgotten, but it can be difficult to find them. But the number one thing I have to say to all my two-spirit relatives out there, all my cousins and nephews and nieces and siblings and everyone, is that if you can't find an old way, make a new way with a good heart, and you'll do just fine. And I wanted to say this to all the people who don't know they're two-spirit or aren't two-spirit. Just come with a good heart. Come with empathy, come with patience, and come with love. And be prepared to find out some new things, and you'll do fine. Up for you next, we have Shedding by Tawahum.
Feel this deepening connection, our past crossed for a reason. The sharing this relational conversation, sinking deeper to our initial foundation. A subterranean look into your ancestry, the hallway extending deeper than you can see. Lit with the spirit world torchlight, sit in our unlimited whole foresight. Feel it wrap around your ankles and submerge. Hear the voice in the wind is wishing us to live. The land speaking to me, the land speaking to you. Hear the voice in the wind is wishing us to live and live and live and live and live. Breathing deep, that first fresh air after all the forest fires that have burned near. Tectonics underground have shifted here. Breathing that first fresh air. From echoes in this valley flowing drum song, gusts blowing into cedar and spruce, through trauma that recently bloomed in the garden of schools too. The children secretly scoop past the control of sacred dreams. Charcoal burn by colonial regimes. Past 5th century fever, aberrexia into eyes of storms emerging from millennia. Contracts well kept with the land. Witnesses holding our honor to stand for the 777 generations in hand. Past colonial lines marked in the sand. Hear the voice in the trees, the land speaking to me, the land speaking to you. Listen to her speak. Hear the voice in the trees, the land speaking to me, speaking to you. What I know is this is our growth. Our turmoil to the holy field for something greater, more than a burden and guilt, a duty to build and enjoy. Crosses only crucify while the medicine wheel unites four directions. Learning on the ground transform what is found with the mounds of her words that we are bound. We scream the sound aloud, aloud, aloud. We will never abdicate, pledges made to recreate, bonding with celerity, dumping their austerity, forging solidarity, laughing out hysterically in the eyes of new storms, relationships form. Eye contact, gaze is warm, iris fully lit with the torch of purpose. Honeyed hazel, earthen golden, green gray, sharp inhale with focus, we find clean ways, wind sailing oceans, rejuvenating place. See the fields opening out from the forest, the orange and yellow autumn leaves shed his aggression and indifference for devotion and deliverance. Hear the voice in the trees, the land speaking to me, the land speaking to you. Listen to her speak. Hear the voice in the wind is wishing us to live and live and live and live and live. Hear the voice in the trees, the land speaking to me, the land speaking to you. Listen to her speak. Hear the voice in the wind is wishing us to live and live and live and live and live.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Thank you.
looking close to the sea where I'll die. Oh, I don't know why fucking try. Well, I've been keeping my head afloat. Body stamina longs to be stone, shaped and sculpted by some poet's beautiful vantage. This room that I sleep's haunted by ghosts. And I sleep so sound, let the holler like a hellhound would. But hell is a white man's word. Now I'm free from sin, my copper skin. Now living with this little taste of danger, hugging to the tip of my tongue. Keeping that flavor savored, open the visions they've begun. Well, sometimes, no darling, sometimes they are wrong.
Sometimes, no baby girl, sometimes they are not.
And I've been living with this little taste of danger, hugging to the tip of my tongue. Keeping that flavor savored, open the visions they've begun. We waste through the day, wait the death of the sun.
Up all night we waste away, go wait the birth of the dawn.
You beautiful weirdos, that was an opening by From the Ghost. I am running up on the end of the show and I'm trying to pick out which song I want to play by Black Belt Eagle Scout. There's absolutely so many beautiful songs on this album, but I think we only have time for the very short one, On the River. So this is On the River by Black Belt Eagle Scout. And if you have any questions about Two-Spirit things, and you want to ask them with a good heart in an earnest way, then send them to pacificnoiseweird@gmail.com. And if you are Two-Spirit and you want to contest anything I said, send them in, and I'm willing and ready to be incorrect. All right, folks, this is On the River. Let's get it rolling.
Thank you.
thank you to all you beautiful weirdos out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest making noise, making you all of our problems. This wouldn't be the same without you. You can catch this episode as a podcast on CITR 109 FM's website under the same name, and I'll be right back at you in a week. Same place, same time, so don't touch that dial. I've been your host, Coraline, and I am signing off for this week. Until next time, you are now exiting Pacific Noise Weird.